This is The Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mail.
And each time this week on a Friday, we catch up with Dan from the Adelaide Mail newsroom, South Australia's other fake news source. But Dan, he's not here this week. Adelaide Mail have submitted a statement, which I will read for you verbatim now. Adelaide Mail would like to apologise for not appearing on our weekly court-mandated community service, which is the Power FM weekly news wrap-up. We spent Wednesday night at Adelaide Oval at what we thought was a pre-season AFL game. As Crows fans, we spent about half an hour shouting, "Ball!" before we were informed it was actually some other kind of ridiculous sport. As a result, we've lost our voices and can't appear on the show. But that hasn't stopped us from reporting all the best news at AdelaideMail.com. Like the Holden fan, angry about the Clipsal axing, failing to see the irony in his delight for Tour Down Under's axing. Or you can read their list where we rank South Australia's top and only three working digital Adelaide Metro sides. And in our travel section, you can read our in-depth look at how the Barmer economy kept afloat entirely by TV travel auctions. We're legally obliged to appear back on the show next week, where we'll discuss the easing of border restrictions and how we can't wait to start correcting interstate friends' pronunciation again once they arrive. That is the statement from Adelaide Mail. You can catch up with all those news stories at AdelaideMail.com and via all social platforms as well. They are funny, funny guys. It's Power FM.